Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up.
Let's go!
What's happening? Welcome to Wednesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning!
There is no Amy today. She's off being a movie star. I'll start with this. Experts say that too much sleep is even worse than too little sleep.
Okay.
For adults, sleeping more than 9 hours is where you start to operate slower. I like it, though.
If I can get
over 9 hours and I can operate slow, that's a good slow. You also start to feel lethargic. You're not as alert. Your body is designed to be in an upright position. Laying down for more than 9 hours is not how your body organs were designed to function, says experts. Participants who slept 10 plus hours a night were prone to injuries, headaches, and brain fog. That source is something called ladders. However, I get that so rare, I almost feel like I'm saving it up for a couple days. And I know that's not accurate. Mm. I got almost no sleep last night. I don't know what the situation is. I'm a little nauseous today. I woke up 4 hours ago.
Really?
Yeah, which is like 1 a.m.
Your eyes just opened up? You couldn't go to sleep?
Yeah, so when I wake up, it's like this. Ah! For those that don't know. It's like I'm asleep. Ugh. Okay. For some people, it's like this. Nope, not for me. It's like, ah! And then I'm up. And so I get my phone out, and then I realize it's way too bright. The room's dark. I'm going to wake Caitlin up. So then I go sit on the couch, and I try to read. Sometimes I can fall back asleep a couple hours later. Mm. Sometimes I go, well, it's too close to time to get up time. So I just get up and go about my day. So there's that. But Abe is bragging too much about how he got a lot of sleep last night.
There we go. Yeah, I got about 9 hours of sleep, man. It's pretty good.
Now, do you feel good?
Yeah, I feel great. So, but what did they say? It's the middle ground, right? I think over nine is a little too much.
I was hoping you felt bad. I was hoping we both felt bad in like a way.
No, I feel
so
good.
So we could share that experience.
I feel great.
Again, Amy won't be here today, but somehow Testosterone Daily, us here. Morgan's here too. But a lot of times Morgan's working on stuff on the internet or digital stuff. She's not even paying attention. But us, testosterone that.
Yeah,
I won't wait to do today.
High tea.
What?
High testosterone.
Wait.
You know what I mean?
Testosterone?
Say it again. Testosterone.
There you go.
Whatever it's called. Eddie, low tea, I'm high tea.
Oh, are those your two nicknames today?
So we balance it out though.
Eddie's low tea, you're high tea?
Yep.
Okay. This will be a little bit of what you get all morning long, friends.
Oh, boy.
All right, let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I wanted to get your opinion on this because a guy just broke it off with me about it. The entire relationship ended after 2 months of dating because I didn't like that he'd bring his dog over to my place and insist that it sleep in bed with us. I told him I had a no dog in my bed policy. Now, when we're at his place, I had to respect that policy and the dog slept in the bed. But in my bed, I said the only way I'd let a dog in my bed every night was if its paws were washed and the dog was under 10 pounds. His dog weighs around 30 pounds and he bathes them once a month. Listen, I love dogs. I really liked his dog, but I don't need that filth sleeping next to me. Plus, it makes being intimate a little more difficult. So whose policy was better, dog in bed or dog out of bed? Signed, Danielle, about the dog. Here's the easy answer here. It's not whose policy was better. I think that's personal preference. But he made the right decision breaking it off because that's important to him. It doesn't have to be this that's important to him. But if his, you know, line is that my dog's got to sleep in the bed every night, then that's his line. You know, that's where he's got, okay, got to change. So I can respect that. Your rules are weird. Mm. A weight limit.
Very specific.
A paw washing.
Yeah, pretty strange.
So I would say it's probably better that you guys are broken up. And it's cool that he said, this is it for me. If you don't like it, I'm moving on. You didn't like it, he moved on. There you go. And you don't have to deal with this ever again. Hope he wasn't that good of a dude because...
He gone.
You just might be missing out. It sounds like he loves a dog. And you find a guy who loves a dog. Yes, there might be annoying parts about it, but that's usually a pretty decent dude. Like a guy who can really bond with an animal.
Oh, yeah.
That's a pretty soft-hearted dude.
He's probably going to do that with his kids, too.
Mm-hmm. But let me guess, unless the kid's under 10 pounds and has clean feet, it ain't getting into bed. Morgan, what do you think about this?
I mean, I'm with the guy. I would break up with the girl if she wouldn't let me do that. That's just, if he's a dog lover and she's not, they're going to have problems later on down the line. Anyway, he did the right thing.
It's a deal breaker. If it's a deal breaker for him, then that's it. If I would have met somebody that didn't love my dogs, never, there wouldn't have been a sec. If they would just have reacted funny when my dog ran up to them, been like, ooh, out the door.
Did you ever break up with someone for that reason?
I think they faked it pretty good. I broke up for other reasons.
Just checking.
Yeah. All right, there you go. That's the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
So, Morgan, you went to a wedding this past weekend?
Yeah, I did. Super bougie wedding.
So, like, fancy?
Yes, very fancy. We had, like, dinner served. It was definitely probably over a couple grand all the way up there.
A couple grand for what?
A person?
For the whole wedding.
Well, like, a couple grand.
I'm saying like 50 grand over that limit.
Okay.
So pretty bougie.
You got dressed up?
Very dressed up. It was a black tie optional wedding.
Oh.
Wow. Fancy.
That's really bougie. Mm-hmm. I don't even use the word bougie, but that's bougie.
You just did.
If you even write the words black tie on it, wow. Okay, so then what was the drama that happened?
So at the end of the night, the bride had to tell the entire ballroom to be quiet, turn the band off, everything. Because somebody's phone and purse got stolen.
So why did she want everybody to be quiet?
Because the girl's phone who got stolen was pinging it, using the Find My iPhone tool to be like, where's my phone at in this room?
Oh, the alerts.
Yeah, yeah, but I would think if someone stole it, they'd be out of there.
You would think.
Oh,
so, they weren't.
Okay, so they shut everything down.
Everything was quiet.
They started pinging it and it was still in the room?
Yeah, we heard it. We're like, oh, there's a faint sound. It's coming in this room. And we're like, it's still here.
Okay. I don't want a spoiler yet. So, did someone in the room try to steal her purse?
Yes.
And they stayed at the wedding?
Yes.
Move one is get it out of there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go put it in the car or something. I don't know why I'm encouraging people to do that. But
you're on the thief side right now.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, she tells the band, if I were the person and she starts to do this, like pinging it, I would just run.
If you're the thief?
Yeah. So, okay, the band's quiet. Then what happens?
So the phone starts pinging. We're all searching for it. We're all looking under the tables, looking everywhere. Maybe it got misplaced, right? No. Lift up somebody's tux jacket. It's in the back of their pants.
What? They did steal it.
Somebody that came to the wedding, that was invited to the wedding, stole the purse?
Another guest stole the purse. Mm-hmm.
Was it someone that was invited, or was it their plus one that did the stealing?
I'm not entirely sure, but I'm from what I've heard by everybody else there, it was somebody that was actually invited.
Okay, so what did they attack the guy?
Yeah, and then like, what happens? What,
he gets beat tackle?
Nothing. The wedding just ends. The guy doesn't get kicked out. Nothing happens. He just hands the purse back over and everything goes back like nothing happened.
Weird.
Any chance he thought it was his dates and he was just holding it for her and he just...
In the back of his pants?
Well, no, I'm saying he held weird. It like it was like a clutch. That's what I'm assuming. It doesn't have a strap. Stuck in the back.
And it's him. He knows way too much about it.
What are you talking about?
This is what I'm thinking. He sees it.
It's Kate Spade, right? Because Kate Spade's are... After 1997, they were made this way with no strap.
His date says, hey, go grab my black clutch off the table. So him drinking, he goes to the table, sees a black clutch, shoves it there, holds it, doesn't realize he's done anything wrong. And then...
Any chance he's saying it was an accident?
No, it was not an accident. And it was not the woman's date.
No. That's what I'm saying. Like, what if his date has a purse that looks like that?
I don't believe he had a date.
Oh, he came by himself.
Yeah.
And he tried to steal her purse.
Yes.
So at least throw the phone out.
And then nothing happened?
No, he just stayed.
He handed it back. I was like, you got me. I've been gotten.
I mean, a good my bad will kind of fix all that, right?
Like, does it?
My bad.
Sorry about that.
I don't know how that got there. That's what I'd say.
Yeah, no, he didn't get kicked out, nothing. He was just there. And maybe it's because the wedding was over at that point. Like, the reception was done. And so everybody just kind of left.
How awkward.
Yeah, very awkward.
It was. It was a awkward note to end the whole thing on. Like, thankfully, there was an after party to that to, like, bring the mood back up.
Did he come?
No, he wasn't there.
He shows up to the after party.
I don't even know what to think about that.
Yeah,
it felt like it was out of a movie. Like, I felt like we were being punked. It didn't feel real. But it was.
I don't even know how to end this segment. That feels so awkward. Okay. The best thing you ever stole. Eddie, go first.
What?
Oh, wait.
Well, there was this one time.
What?
No, don't.
Golf cart.
You stole a golf cart?
Two.
What?
What do you mean?
In high school. From apartment complexes. They just leave the keys in them. Like, you know how they drive around new residents?
Yeah.
And they would leave the keys in them. So one night, we just went to an apartment complex. And we took it. And we drove it around North Austin. Drove it up and down Mesa, drove it down by Murchison, you know, everything.
And then when it died, what happened?
No, we crashed into a tree, actually.
And then what?
So then we ditched it in the woods, and we're like, man, we got to return this. So we put it in the back of my buddy's truck, and we're like, and the tailgate wouldn't close. We're like, that's okay, we'll just hold on to it in the back. Only problem is we're going uphill. And I don't know if you know how heavy a golf cart is.
They're heavy.
And you're like, oh, and we had to let it go. And it, boom. Fell out, and my buddy was falling behind us, and he had to move out of the way, goes, crashes into a tree in someone's yard.
The golf cart did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we get out, and we try to start it, and people are coming outside, and smoke is coming from the golf cart, and so we just ditched it. We're like, we're not messing with it. Left it. And then the next night, we're like, we're never doing that again. And then we kept the key, though, went to another apartment complex, got another golf cart.
Oh, boy.
And we drove it on 360.
What happened to that one?
We just left it. There was like an empty creek, but it was just like grass. Oh, we were tired of it. It was like 3 a.m. We're like, all right, we're done with it. We just left it there.
How did he end up all right? Like, he ended up all right in life.
To all the parents that have kids out there right now that are listening together.
I shouldn't say that.
No, he just did.
You're good.
You think so?
You're good now.
What, like the golf cart owners?
Yeah,
are gonna Wait a second.
No, you're good there. You're not in trouble. He's not a good example, as long as we all can say that openly.
Sure.
I mean, it was so cool. We would.
Okay, see, there we go. Okay. Go ahead.
The first one, when we were going through people, we were off-roading, and the roof of it, you know, hit a tree branch, and that's when we first wrecked it, and like we had like 6 people on it, flew out of the golf cart.
Every 3 seconds, there's a new victim of identity theft. LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. No one can monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com, promo code BONES.
Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Keith Urban covered the Judd song Love Can Build a Bridge in honor of Naomi at his concert in Manchester. Here's a clip of the performance. Don't you think it's time? Maren Morris is setting her sights on Broadway. She tweeted that she's sending in an audition tape for Wicked on Broadway, and Kristen Chenoweth responded telling Maren to call her because she has the chops to do it. Miranda Lambert talked about being more at peace with herself.
I've learned a lot about myself, and I think at some point you just start to settle into who you are. And I think that's why you feel that like peace coming from me because I feel at peace with myself.
I'm Morgan. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news
with Bobby.
Tell me something good.
What's the longest you ever worked at a job, Eddie?
Ooh.
Now, don't count this one.
Not this one.
Because this one's what, 9 years?
Yes, it's been a while.
Ever anywhere more than 9 years?
Probably max five.
Maximum five years.
Maximum 5 years in one job.
Doing what?
TV. My first TV job.
Lunchbox?
Ooh, I worked at Sam's Club for almost 4 years. I worked at Walmart for 2 years. So that's about it.
This woman worked at Longhorn Steakhouse, still is, for 20 years, but that's not even why she's being celebrated. She has grilled 1 million steaks.
Wow.
What?
That's a
lot.
How
do they count that?
She's only one of the handful of people in the company to grill more than 1 million steaks. She's now being recognized as a grill master legend. That's crazy. Gail Dudley, grill master legend.
That's cool.
1 million steaks. Longhorn executives showed up, did a celebration, and gave her $5,000. A special gold chef coat.
Wow.
And several other items. 1 million steaks. Okay, so I would say, for example, if somebody like Brett Eldridge is hanging out and people pull out a guitar, you want him to have the guitar, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're grilling, everybody's putting meat on the grill, and Gail Dudley's there, she's the Brett Eldridge with the guitar. She needs to get over and grill. She's grilled 1 million steaks, right? She knows what she's doing.
Yeah, totally.
Dang, that's awesome. Hey, Gail, shout out. That's pretty cool. That's what's up. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
All right, it is time to play the Bobby Feud. Let's go.
Woo!
All right, 2,000 country music fans were asked, who is your favorite country music couple? There are 10 on the board. Eddie, we rolled the dice before this segment. You're first.
All right.
Who is your favorite country music couple?
Oh, my favorite. I like that twist. Give me Garth and Trisha.
Show me Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood. That's at number 3 on the board. So 3 points for you, Eddie.
Okay. My second favorite, Tim and Faith.
Show me Tim McGraw and Faith Hill. All right. 1 point because that's the number one answer.
Yeah, I figured. Now I'm in trouble. Let's go with Jason Aldean and Brittany Aldean.
Jason Aldean and Brittany Aldean. Are they on the board?
Oh, okay.
At number 6.
Oh.
Yeah. Let's go with their friend, Kane Brown and Caitlin Brown.
Show me Kane and Caitlin. At number 8.
Now I'm in trouble.
You're doing good, though.
I'm going to punt this one. Give me Dan and Shay.
Why did you not guess another couple?
I have nothing.
Oh, show me Dan and show me Shay.
Give me some kind of thing.
Because it could have been that.
Right? But it's not.
All right, Morgan. 2,000 country music fans were asked, who is your favorite country music couple?
I'm going to go with Thomas Rhett and Lauren.
Oh, dang.
Thomas Rhett and Lauren Akins. Are they on the board? The number 4 answer. You got 4 points, Morgan.
Sweet. Now, I'm going to go with Carrie Underwood and Mike Fisher.
Carrie Underwood, country singer Mike Fisher, former professional hockey player. Show me Carrie and Mike.
Oh, wow.
Not one of country music's 10 favorite couples.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Lunchbox. Eddie has 18 points.
Yeah.
Morgan has 4. There's a lot of points on the board.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Johnny and June.
Show me Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash.
Yeah.
Show me Johnny and June.
Wow.
What?
I'm shocked.
I mean...
2,000 country music fans are asked, who is your favorite country music couple? Eddie?
So I punted, right, to give myself time. This is all I came up with. Blake and Gwen.
Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani. Is it up there? Number 7. Big get, buddy.
Yeah, now I'm in trouble.
There are still 4 answers on the board. The number 2 answer, 5, 10, and 9. So still enough points for anybody to win the game.
They still have to be together?
I'm not giving you any sort of rules.
Okay.
Why?
Because all I thought was Michael Ray and Carly Pierce.
Hey, give it a run.
All right. Michael Ray and Carly Pierce.
All right.
I didn't know who's on there.
It's tough.
All right, Morgan, you have 2,000 people that love country music. They were asked, who's your favorite country couple? 4 answers on the board. You need to score. What do you got?
Luke Bryan and Caroline.
Oh, God.
You guys think that's up there?
So dumb.
That's the number 3 or number 2, whatever that one is.
Show me Luke and Caroline. The number 2 answer.
Yeah. Dang it.
So not a lot of points because it's a pretty easy one, but you're still rolling here. You have 6 points.
Oh, man. Okay, Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman.
Oh, of course.
I have them. I thought they'd already been guessed. Dang it.
Show me Keith and Nicole. Woo! All right. There are two answers left, 9 and 10. Now, Morgan.
Yeah.
You're going to need to get both of these right to win.
Dang it. And they're the 9 and 10, so I think they're newer couples.
2,000 country music fans were asked, who is your favorite country music couple?
Mary Morris and Ryan Hurd.
An idiot.
Do you think that made the list?
Of course it's on there.
I don't know.
Absolutely.
I don't think anybody, no.
You don't think anybody what?
Cares.
About?
Wow.
Their relationship.
Oh, wow.
He's such an idiot.
No, no.
Hey, save the club. Save the club for next time Ryan comes
up. He's so dumb.
What?
Go ahead.
I don't think people are invested in that relationship.
Okay. So, you think it's Maren Morris and Ryan Hurd.
I hope so, yeah.
And Lunchbox, you think...
Nobody cares.
Got it.
I mean, that's why I didn't write them down.
Show me Maren Morris and Ryan Hurd. Number 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you got to get this right.
Morgan, you have 22 points. Eddie has 25.
Dang.
It all comes down to this one. The number 9 answer is still on the board.
Okay.
If you get it, you win. If you miss it, Eddie wins.
Nice. Oh, I got it. There.
Well, it doesn't matter. You're out.
I know, but I got it.
It all comes down to this, Morgan.
Oh, I'm trying to make sure there's no really big ones that I missed.
But you can talk it out because we're not going another round. Okay. So it's up to you.
Okay. I'm thinking it might be Luke Combs and Nicole. People are loving that new relationship. They're about to
Lunchbox
have a baby.
Says no.
So nope. Nobody cares.
Okay,
nobody
cares.
You were wrong on the last one.
Okay, no one knows Luke Combs' wife. I'm just telling you.
That's not true.
That's not true at all. Yeah.
Let me see. I'm trying to make sure there's no bigger. We got Keith Urban, Luke Combs, Luke Bryan, Kane Brown.
All right, Thomas Morgan. Red. We need an answer, a final answer for the win. She rarely plays. She's playing because Amy's not here today.
Luke Combs and Nicole.
Ray, just hit it.
No, don't hit anything. Don't listen to him.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Okay, what?
Morgan, you want to bet $10 you got it wrong?
Say yes.
You want to bet $10?
Do it.
Morgan, he has the field against you.
No, no.
So I'll bet 10 against his 20.
I'll give you my person. If it's not right, no one wins.
What?
It's Kelsey Ballerini and Morgan Evans. That's the number 9.
No, because they don't post a lot about them.
Morgan, tell them you'll take the bet, but you'll take 10 versus his 20.
I'll take the bet, but I'll take 10 versus your 20.
It's 10 to 10.
Okay, then don't take the bet.
I don't take the bet.
Okay.
Wow, good agent there, Bones.
Well, it's just like he's got the whole field here.
Hey,
you can take the bet if you want. If you want. I was just, that's just not fair. But
no,
if you feel
I appreciate
good.
My agent over here, Bobby's letting me know what to do.
Okay. So, if it's Luke Combs and Nicole Combs, Morgan, you are the winner.
Okay.
If it is not, Eddie, you are the winner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if it is, Lunchbox went for no reason. Is it Luke Combs and Nicole Combs? Yes, it is. Nice job. And there's our winner. Whoa. Nice job. Oh, it hurts him to clap for her right now. Why are you mad?
I mean, if Johnny and June on the...
Nobody is dead on this list.
I It didn't say they had to be alive.
I know,
alive.
But once like 5 are in, they're all alive.
Well, there's only one big dead one,
which
Johnny
one?
And June. So you're saying when there are 5 in, there's only one really big dead country couple, right?
It's weird saying that.
big dead that's country what I'm saying. Couple. That's what I'm saying. He's like, well, once you're 5 in, you realize there's no dead people. There's only one big dead couple.
That's not actually accurate.
Yeah, Tammy and Possum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. George Jones, yeah, that's true. Okay, Morgan, you won. Don't let him take it away from you.
Yeah,
Morgan,
won that.
She only plays once and she wins. Nice job. Tractor Supply has you covered for all things this spring. Whether you're a seasoned pro looking to tighten things up and restock your supply or starting from scratch, you got to hit your local Tractor Supply. It's Bobby Bones. Tractor Supply has great values for your lawn and backyard to help you take on spring. I'm talking about mowers, zero turns, mulch, plants, garden tools, okay, all that, plus grills and furniture for your outdoor spaces. Tractor Supply has it all with trusted brands like Cub Cadet, Scott's, Miracle-Gro, Blackstone Grills, and so much more. You need new tools. Tractor Supply's got you covered. They have so much more than you ever thought. And here's something cool. If you're looking to go green, check out their exclusive Greenworks Pro battery-powered lawn tools that will help you save on your gas bill. If you have any questions or you need help, you're going to love the staff at Tractor Supply. knowledgeable, friendly, helpful. Same-day delivery, curbside pickup. You're going to love Tractor Supply. Shop now online, in-store, or on the Tractor Supply app. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, I think I can eat a piece of pizza in under 30 seconds. Or I know it'll take you over a minute to drink that entire 2 liter. If you have, you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Now, here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they have more or less of a certain stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and a whole bunch more. Track your picks, play against others for a shot to win huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use the code BONES for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's the code BONES. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats, and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knix Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knix's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knix favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knix.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knix Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knix.com. That's KNIX.com.
When it comes to making cool graphics, I'm not very good at it. But every once in a while, if you see me do something, and I'm like, I made this, and you're like, I bet he hired someone. Nope. The truth is, I use Canva, because you can take a dumb like me that doesn't know a lot about graphic design, and because of the templates already built in, you can do things that look super cool. You can do like Mike D, who does know a bit about it, and it looks even cooler. Like, what do you use yours for?
You can do it to make a pitch deck, and it looks like it took like a million hours to make, then like 5 minutes.
And that's because a lot of the templates are already there. You can just build into it.
Yeah, it's so quick.
So supercharge your work docs with Magic Write, which is Canva's AI text generator as well. Just start with a prompt. Describe what you want to say in a few words. Magic Write will generate a draft in seconds. Tweak your draft, and then you're done.
And tweaking it means just go ahead and read it, make sure it's like in your words. Or in my case, make sure you misspell something, right?
Yeah.
So tweak it. It's a serious time saver. It's a perfect way to beat the blank page. Magic Write is powered by OpenAI. It's built into the Canva doc, so you get AI text generation right where you need it, where you write. No more copying and pasting from other programs. And again, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Canva will make you look like the smartest, greatest graphic designer of all time. So it's a perfect time saver. It's perfect if you're doing a presentation. Canva presentations might be the most visually impressive presentations you'll ever use. Start with using a stunning template. Use it as a springboard for your design. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work. Morgan was born in 1993, so sometimes we make references that she doesn't get. We were born in the 80s.
Yeah.
And so we started this bit where we make her watch either TV shows or movies that we used to love. And so she reviewed Seinfeld and gave it 2.5 out of 5 jackets.
Boo.
Not a very good rating. She reviewed Back to the Future, gave it 4 out of 5 DeLoreans.
We agree.
The Karate Kid, 4.5 out of 5 Cobra Kais.
Wow.
And Austin Powers, 1 out of 5 Groovy Babies.
Boo.
So here we are. We gave her Shawshank Redemption. Morgan.
Come on.
Did you watch it in one setting?
I couldn't. What? I could not watch it in one
setting. It is very long.
Well, it's very long. It's also very emotional. I'm very mad that you guys gave me this movie assignment. It is how people say this is their favorite movie. It is so sad. I cried. I was angry. I do not understand how this is people's favorite movie.
Oh, you weren't so touched by it that it just became your favorite?
Now listen, I really loved the movie. I really enjoyed it. But how you guys say it's your favorite movie, I don't understand.
Because when you watch the whole movie, you're like, this is the greatest movie ever.
Well, I don't say it's my favorite. I say it's one of the greatest. I think there's a difference because you watch Shawshank Redemption and you experience all of the emotions.
All
like
of
if
them.
You're taking in some piece of content, this is a 2 hour and 22 minute piece of content that makes you happy, sad, angry, all that. Because of that, I go, that's one of the greatest movies of all time. Not my favorite, but still one of the greatest. Do you think it's one of the best movies of the past 50 years?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so that must mean you're going to give it a good review.
Okay,
tell us about your experience with the movie.
Well, I got super emotional. Like you said, it made me angry. It made me sad. I cried. I had to stop watching because it was pretty traumatizing when you see what's happening and you think about that and think that's possibly what's happening in prisons, and it's very emotional. And then the friendship between Andy and Red is so cool, and just over time and how they, you know, come together and how that happens at the end is, it made me then like applaud. I applauded at the end of the movie sitting by myself watching Shawshank Redemption. Yeah.
And then on the beach at the end?
Yes.
Oh,
and
so
they like
great.
Reunited and it was like a love story, but it wasn't. And that's what was so cool about it. It was a bromance. It was the first ever like bromance.
So what do you give Shawshank Redemption?
I give it 5 out of 5 rocks.
Wow, she went 5 for 5.
That's so great.
That's great. And I can agree with that because that movie seemed so long, didn't it? Like, it was so good, but it was only 2 hours and 22 minutes. It's not
really?
Even a Marvel movie.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Like, looking back, I was like, this thing's it's awesome, but I need to watch this in 3 settings.
It's funny, though, that she had to pause because she was getting emotional, which is a different reason that most people say, like, oh, I got busy or whatever. She got too emotional, so she had to take a break.
Shawshank came out 28 years ago in 1994. It was nominated for Best Picture, but it lost to Forrest Gump.
Wow.
Quite a year.
Lion King, Pulp Fiction, and Ace Ventura, Pet Detective also came out that year.
Wow.
So big, big year for movies. Our first 5 of 5.
I love it.
And now, Morgan, we have to give you something else to watch.
Can we do something on like a happier note? Because that was pretty intense.
Great, because I have a lot of things here that I was thinking about. So did you ever watch the TV show Home Improvement?
Yes, I did. Okay. My dad had that on repeat.
Yeah, well. And I'm assuming you've seen Saved by the Bell.
I haven't.
Oh.
You've never watched Saved by the Bell?
I didn't. Mm-mm. It just wasn't a show that I watched. I don't know why.
I think this is suicide, though.
I'm shocked by that.
I don't think she'd like it.
I don't either, but who knows? And I'm okay with her not. I don't think she has to like everything. I just wanted her to see it through her own eyes.
I just feel like we loved it because we watched it when we were teenagers.
That's true.
Or like young.
Yeah.
That's true. But I still want her to watch it.
An older adult, she's going to hate it.
So you're going to watch not the junior high years at JFK, Mike. So after Miss Bliss has got to be gone.
Miss Bliss.
Yeah, she's gone. But you're going to watch season 1 from 1989. It's crazy. That was 4 years before she was born.
Wow.
And there are, it looks like, 10 episodes.
Okay.
They're 22 minutes. We'll give you a couple weeks.
And they're what? They're seniors at this point?
No. This is, they're like ninth graders.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, Mike, what service is Save? What is it? Peacock. So you can watch it. Do you have Peacock?
I do have Peacock.
Okay. Well, just watch the first eight.
The first
Mike
eight.
Just said there were 16. You watch the first eight. We'll check back in. Okay.
Deal.
So season one of Saved by the Bell, that'll be your next.
Okay.
And then she gave Shawshank 5 out of 5, which we gotta love. We gotta applaud. Yes. Thank you, Morgan. Here is Miranda from Arkansas.
I have a morning corny for everybody. Why was the cow exhausted after delivering her calf? She was decaffeinated. Thanks. Have a good day.
Pretty good.
She likes it.
Amy's not here today, so we're all going to do a morning corny coming up. At
yes.
Top of the hour. Okay, so bring them. We're all going to do that. The Bible
Bowl Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Well, friends, a new poll found today we're most likely to hit snooze, and that is today on Wednesday. Anybody hit snooze this morning at all?
Every day.
You hit snooze every day.
I still do.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Just because it buys me about 10 minutes of time.
It doesn't, though. It doesn't buy you anything because you weren't going to wake up regardless.
No, I get the logic. I just fall for it every morning.
But why not sleep purely for an extra 10 minutes and then just get right up instead of hitting it and then being like half for that 10 minutes?
I can't compromise with Sleepy Me. Like, Sleepy Me has its own brain. And it does it on its own. And when I wake up, I'm like, I shouldn't have snoozed.
Okay, that's what a murderer says. You know what?
Okay.
I can't really control him.
Just telling
you, He stabbed and I couldn't stop him.
He doesn't stab. He just wants to sleep.
But I'm saying you can control it.
Okay.
That is a loser mentality.
Okay.
And you are not a loser. So I demand you change it. But Wednesdays are the day that we hit snooze the most. Amy dropped snoozing forever.
She did.
And if someone is controlled by sleepy them, it's Amy.
Yeah.
Not you. You have 1 week.
No, come
snooze.
On, don't do this. Don't
Starting
do this.
Tomorrow.
I've been doing this my whole life.
You can do it. You get, but it's better for you. You will enjoy the morning more because that's 10 minutes of actual pure sleep that you're getting.
You're actually
getting more sleep by this rule.
When you changed Amy's life, I was like, I wonder when he's going to come to me and try to change my life.
It's only 10
it's
minutes.
It's been a year.
No snooze.
Hey, dude, you're going to be a changed man.
No snooze, okay?
All right.
A guy blamed his farts on the dog and it cost his wife thousands in vet bills. Hilarious. A woman's story about wasting thousands of dollars on vet bills is going viral. Her dog kept farting. So she's like, I guess there's a medical issue. We got to figure it out. What is he eating? What's happening with his stomach? They keep taking the dog in. The vet's like, I don't know. They're changing biscuits. They're going the high dollar ones. Well, the guy then comes clean way later and it's like, hey, it's been me farting the whole time.
Oh.
That's hilarious. Hilarious and relatable. Snapchat is selling a $230 drone that takes selfies. I mean, I guess it's better than falling off a cliff.
Sure.
Whenever they're like, okay, I'm going to get it. And
they,
you have to read a story about that. But you can take 5-day videos on a single charge. When you're done recording, you just put your hand out and it lands on it. You can order it at pixy.com for $230 or $250 if you want an extra battery and dual charger. That's from TechCrunch.
Kind of cool.
Sounds pretty cool. That's pretty expensive.
Yeah.
So you must need it. I would think either you're very vain or that's part of your career.
Influencer.
If you're recording things to build an then I would understand.
It's an investment.
And as Lunchbox would tell us, you can write it off.
That's right. Tax write-off if it's for business.
The iHeart Country Festival is happening Saturday in Austin, Texas, and it will feature an all-star guitar pool. So let's see. The We're All Country Guitar Pool, powered by Ram Truck. Oh, it's a surprise performance. Oh. It says by three of the biggest names in country music.
Oh, that's cool.
Could two of them be two of the Raging Idiots?
Oh, I don't know. We don't know anything about that.
No, so. Yeah, it's not. Unless they surprise us day of.
They
it ain't
surprise
us.
Everyone.
So the Guitar Pool will live stream at 8, 7 Central with the festival airing on local iHeart Country stations as well as the iHeart website. But it's going to be awesome. Last year, it was amazing, and so I don't know what they have in store this year. They don't tell me. I only host it. I guess I see it on a card before I get there.
Surprise!
But it's always big, and I hope you guys check it out. Finally, 40% of single men don't wash their bed sheets for up to 4 months at a time. Oof. That is drastic stuff there.
Sounds about right.
For you?
Yeah, I mean—
When you were single?
When I was single, I'd go months. I mean, 6 months.
Never washing your bed
gross.
Sheets?
Yeah, you just flip over the pillowcase, and then after, you know, a month, turn it inside out, flip it back over. I mean, plenty of time. And who cares if your sheets are a little dirty?
I do, because that's you're sleeping in it. But what about your clothes? Who cares if they're a little dirty? What about your house?
I mean, right, you're right.
Oh, right, okay.
He wears the same sweatshirt every day.
Exactly.
All right, well, that's gross. Men, step it up a little bit. All right, that's from BBC. And I'm Bobby. Amy's not here today. That's your pile of stories.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Want better skin from your body wash? Try Olay Body Wash with skincare super ingredient collagen. Olay Body Wash hydrates for healthier looking skin in just 14 days. From dry and dull to firm and radiant. With Olay Body, you feel fearless in your skin.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Stephanie Bibb, she's a teacher at John F. Kennedy Elementary School, and she was in charge of starting a new program. She says, I got a great idea. We should start the Kindness Crew. And this is a crew of like 30 students, and they do things like hold doors for other students. They greet students and teachers with signs that say positive things on them, and they give hugs to other kids. It's kind of cool. It's like 30 kids involved in this Kindness Crew.
You can almost do that with all your kids, Eddie.
You could
create your own home kindness crew with all of your children.
Yeah, and my four kids need more kindness between them three.
How receptive would they be to something like the Kindness Crew? It'd
be difficult. It'd be extremely difficult. Yeah, because all they do is fight. But no, I think this is so cool. When I was in school, I did safety patrol. Did you ever do that?
No, but I love being hall monitor.
Oh, no.
I'd write somebody a hall ticket quick. People picked on me in real life. You give me that little notepad, it was on.
So
you're out in the hall. Yeah.
So you were the cop like during classes when students shouldn't have been in the halls?
Yes, if I didn't have a class.
Oh, boy.
You better believe it, buddy. I got stuffed in enough lockers after school. I was enforcing some justice.
There's Bobby again. Go the other way.
Great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Amy's not here today, so we will go around the room. We'll all do a morning corny, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
All right, let's go.
The morning corny.
I'm going to let Raymundo go first because he wrote his own for the occasion.
Oh.
You felt like this is important enough to write your own joke?
Yeah, and on brand with me and my style.
Your style. Okay. Here is Raymundo.
Why do they not let babies go into casinos?
Why do they not let babies go into casinos?
Because you can't keep them off the craps table.
That was the morning corny.
It's as good as any of them.
Is it because they poop?
Craps.
Craps.
Yeah,
Eddie,
craps.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You have the crap. Oh.
Okay. All right, Eddie, what do you got?
All right. What kind of tree can you fit in one hand?
What kind of tree can you fit in one hand?
A palm tree.
You don't have to laugh extra hard to make us like it. Okay. Lunchbox, what is yours?
Where does a waitress with one leg work?
Where?
IHOP. Got him.
Got who?
We're all selling ours so hard.
That was the morning corny.
All right, did you know I used to be addicted to time travel?
You did?
Yeah, that's all in the past now. Boom. Got a laugh. Got two laughs.
So dumb.
Let's go. Dang, you didn't even know it was a joke coming at you, did you?
No, I did.
Come on.
I didn't know where you were going with that.
Exactly. I went to joke land. All right, that's the corny for today. Amy's not here today. She's off shooting that movie. She's not an actress, but they said, hey, would you let Amy come and play a part in this movie? It's going to be on a major streaming platform. And I was like, wow. So I don't know how she's doing. But then Lunchbox got very upset. Well, so upset that a listener called and said, hey, we're shooting an independent movie in Chillicothe, Ohio.
Yes.
And we'd like for you to come play a villain in a spaghetti western.
Yeah, I would be roughing someone up in a bar.
And how much money do they offer you?
$150 a day.
What
plus
else?
A rental car.
Right.
Yeah. And I had to drive from some city to Chillicothe, and I think I'd have to pay for my own hotel.
Really?
I think that was right. Or maybe they would pay for my hotel, but I don't know.
So Lunchbox apparently has an agent,
apparently,
which we didn't know anything about. So who is this agent?
My agent is Jackson Hughes. And so
what?
I...
Jackson Hughes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that a problem?
What firm?
No.
Hughes and
firm,
Hughes?
What are you talking about firm? He's not a lawyer.
Hughes and Hughes, that we said? But an agency. What agent does he work for?
No. He has his own... He's his own guy.
Okay, go ahead.
Like, he's an independent agent. Like, he gets you on the up and up. And when you're an up-and-comer, he finds you and makes you a star. And so I got in contact with this person, signed with him, and... So I
you
had to,
signed with somebody named Jackson Hughes.
Yes.
He doesn't work for an agency.
Right. Okay. He doesn't work for a big agency.
Okay. And so we have a call of you talking to
your
agent.
Is me. And yes, I was worried
this
that
is a prank. Is this a joke?
I mean, so far as Jackson Hughes is a hockey player. I don't see an agent online.
No, he should
be
an agent. He's on the up and up. Finding people on the up and up.
Okay, all
okay,
right.
Okay, here's a clip of Lunchbox talking to his agent, Jackson Hughes. It sounds like a law firm or something. Okay, go ahead.
Mr. Hughes, it's Lunchbox.
Lunchy, my boy. How you doing, man?
Okay, stop the call.
That's him.
It's Lunchbox recording his own voice.
That's not me.
Yes, it is. That's you.
That is not me. That is my agent.
Although I admire the fact that you did two voices. It's like on Friends when Phoebe's playing two sister and herself.
Yeah, but he didn't even try to change his voice. It's the same voice.
Guys, okay, let's just listen to it and not interrupt. Here's Lunchbox talking to Jackson Hughes' agent, which is actually him. Go ahead.
Mr. Hughes, it's Lunchbox.
Lunchy, my boy. How you doing, man? Hey. Long time no talk. Sorry, been on vacation, man. Yeah, I read your text about the independent film. Something about you need to go to Ohio.
Exactly.
You think it's a great idea.
It's a great idea. I'm in a movie.
Well, I mean, I got to tell you, Lunch, I think you're better than that. I think, you know, with what I'm working with, you know, you got a good agent, Jackson Hughes.
You're awesome.
And, I mean, you know, we got big things popping, and we don't need to settle for that. That seems a lot for my client. I don't want you flying to Ohio, driving a rental car. I mean, you're better than that.
I think so. I think I'm better than that. Like, I'm a big deal, and I'm going to make
Leo,
it.
Leo, just wait 1 minute.
What?
I'll be right over there. I'm talking to Lunch.
Leo?
You know, I'm trying to talk to him. He's a little down right now. Yeah. He's like, down because he didn't get some money.
Hello?
He's thinking about doing independent. What would you...
Like
Leo says don't do it either.
Like Leo DiCaprio.
You don't need that crap. Okay. Leo says you're big time.
Can I talk to Leo?
But Lunch,
yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you...
Sorry, it's kind of loud here.
Let me talk to Leo.
I think you're selling yourself short.
Okay.
If you're 100...
That's about all I can take.
Oh, boy. That's kind of hard when you're talking to recording.
Well, and his impression leaves and comes back. And then all of a sudden he starts talking like somebody from the islands.
Yeah, Jackson Hughes sounded Jamaican there for a second.
And also, why does every fake character Lunchbox has have the name Jackson in it?
Mm-hmm.
Nico Jackson. And why is he going Mon?
They're on the island.
Island Mon.
Okay. So what did your agent tell you?
My agent told me I can't take the role.
Because?
It's not big enough. Doesn't pay enough. It's not enough exposure. It's just, it's too much for too little. Agent said, we got bigger things coming.
So you went through all that, recording, doing all that, to just get on the air and say you don't want to do it. So it didn't look like you were the bad guy.
Guys, I have to listen to my agent. My agent has my best interest in mind. Like, that's what an agent is for. And so you have to run things off your agent because an agent knows the business better than you do. And my agent says, that's not good enough and there's other things we should look at. I'm not doing the movie.
Because, again, why?
It's not big enough. It's not enough exposure. It's not enough pay. It's just a big hassle for such a little thing.
And it's not you saying this, it's your agent.
It's my agent.
Okay. All right, any questions?
I mean, did you really think we were going to fall for that?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Like,
did you think we were going to believe that was a real person?
Seriously.
Did you listen back and go, I'm going to fool him with this impression?
There's nothing to fool you about. That was the conversation I had with my agent.
Ray, play the first part of it again.
Mr. Hughes, it's Lunchbox.
Lunchy, my boy. How you doing, man?
It's the same person.
Lunchy, my boy. Can you do a Jackson Hughes impression?
I don't. What is it?
That's a good one. That's a good one. We nailed it.
Good job, dude.
Okay. Okay, we're done with this, but you're not going to go to Chillicothe. Did you tell her?
No, I figure my agent will get in touch with her.
He will. I'm sure you'll call her after the show.
No, I am not.
Okay. We're always trying to find ways to save a little bit of money, cut a corner here or there as far as like spending when we don't need to. And if you've got a small business, again, let's just be honest here, inflation's not doing you any favors. You're just trying to stay profitable, and that's hard. If you're looking for a way to cut costs, mailing and shipping is a great place to start. You know, here at the Bobby Bone Show, we like simple, easy. We use Stamps.com to send out prizes and all of our mail. It could not be easier. Stamps.com will save you time and money and stress. For more than 20 years, Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses and get discounts you can't find anywhere else, like up to 30% off USPS rates and 86% off UPS. No matter what business you're in, Stamps.com can help you save on shipping. Start mailing and shipping with Stamps.com and keep more money in your pocket every single day. Sign up with the promo code BONES for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter the code BONES. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knix Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knix's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knix favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knix.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knix Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knix.com. That's KNIX.com.
When it comes to making cool graphics, I'm not very good at it. But every once in a while, if you see me do something, and I'm like, I made this, and you're like, I bet he hired someone. Nope. The truth is, I use Canva, because you can take a dumb like me that doesn't know a lot about graphic design, and because of the templates already built in, you can do things that look super cool. You can do like Mike D, who does know a bit about it, and it looks even cooler. Like, what do you use yours for?
You can do it to make a pitch deck, and it looks like it took like a million hours to make, then like 5 minutes.
And that's because a lot of the templates are already there. You can just build into it.
Yeah, it's so quick.
So supercharge your work docs with MagicWrite, which is Canva's AI text generator as well. Just start with a prompt. Describe what you want to say in a few words. MagicWrite will generate a draft in seconds. Tweak your draft, and then you're done. And tweaking it means just go ahead and read it, make sure it's like in your words. Or in my case, make sure you misspell something, right?
Yeah.
So tweak it. It's a serious time saver. It's a perfect way to beat the blank page. MagicWrite is powered by OpenAI. It's built into the Canva doc, so you get AI text generation right where you need it, where you write. No more copying and pasting from other programs. And again, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Canva will make you look like the smartest, greatest graphic designer of all time. So it's a perfect time saver. It's perfect if you're doing a presentation. Canva presentations might be the most visually impressive presentations you'll ever use. Start with using a stunning template. Use it as a springboard for your design. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Let's go over to Reese, who lives in Missouri. We're having some phone issues, so let's see if we can get her on. Hey, Reese, are you there? This is Bobby Bones.
Yes, I'm here.
Awesome. What grade are you in?
I'm in sixth grade.
Where do you live?
I live in Ashgrove, Missouri.
What's that near?
Springfield.
Love it. Okay, I'm glad you're here on the phone. And I want to tell you, because I see what you're going to ask, I want to set expectations for this. That I would love for you to ask it and shoot your shot, but it's tough to get any major star to do anything
without
a lot of money. Yeah. And you shouldn't pay, but you never know, okay? So, Reese, I want you to say whatever you want to say, but I don't want you to be super disappointed if it doesn't happen, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so, Reese, what would you like to say on the air?
Okay, so, Bobby, I was going to ask you if you have a good way to contact Jason Aldean. I originally was going to send him a letter, but that backfired. And I've kind of run out of options, so I was wondering, so you were kind of my last option. So I am wanting to contact Jason Aldean because my school might have a talent show, and it's just like our school building. And so I thought of the idea one night that maybe I could get Jason Aldean to come do a duet with me to 1994.
Oh, 1994. Okay. Go ahead. Let's hear it. Give us a little bit of that, Greg. Reese.
What?
Sing us a little bit. He'll probably want to hear how good you are.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Let me start from the beginning or just the main chorus?
Hit the chorus, Reese.
All right. Got that. 1994. Joe's been coming at my radio. I'm just a country boy with a farmer's tan. So help my girl, I'll be your pickup man. About a night to remember and a bit of goose. About to bust out my honky tonk attitude. Little feel cause she ain't never felt before. Talking 1994.
Let's go! That's it! Come on! That's it, Reese. You don't need a duet partner. Oh, he's still going. Okay. Hey, Reese, are you there, buddy?
Yes.
Okay. Reese, first of all, that's so good. You do not need a duet partner. I'm telling you right now, it'll take away from it. What do you think about that when I say that?
Well, I think I'll still try to invite him at least.
Okay. Well, what if, because it's famous people, their schedules are so jam-packed. I'll tell you that because I know a couple of them. So it may be tough for him to get there, but if he's listening right now, I'll just have him text me. He probably won't be able to do it, but what if, because I could probably text him and be like, hey, will you send my buddy Reese a video introducing you at your performance?
That's good.
Oh, yeah.
That's the mom.
I would be good with that.
Okay, so this is probably what I can do. If you'll settle for, he's probably not going to come because he's busy. What's the date again?
It'll be May 18th.
Oh, that's a close. Yeah. That's
Bodart, like Missouri.
2 weeks from today. I have Aldean's calendar here now. Oh, he's got a hair appointment.
Oh, no.
So I don't think that he can get there by the 18th, but I can probably just text him a little later today and say, hey, would you mind recording a video for my buddy Reese, who's in sixth grade, and he's singing 1994 at a talent show, and he can maybe introduce you. You're a girl. I can't tell. The sixth grade's a whole weird thing for me. I thought it was a girl, then I thought it was a boy. Now I think it's a girl again.
Now we know it's a girl.
And I'd like to apologize. Reese is also a name that it could be either way.
Yes.
Okay.
It's fine.
Okay. Reese. I feel like such an idiot now. Reese. It's your friend Bobby.
You're fine.
Okay. I'd like to beg for forgiveness.
You're all right. All right. I forgive you.
All right. Here's a deal we're going to make. If I can get a video from him. introducing you at your talent show. Will they be able to play it over like a big screen or something?
We'll figure it out. Okay. I think, so they have a projector.
Jason
so
just I'm texted me, Reese.
He did?
He did. He just texted me. And he says he's in for the video. He does have a hair appointment, so he's not going to be able to get there. But if you just tell me what you want him to say, I can tell him right now. He's listening to the show.
Okay. Hi, Jason Aldean.
Nope.
Now he's going to text hi.
No.
So I was wondering if maybe you could say, like, introduce yourself. And then if you want to take it from there, just say something like, hi, Bodark Elementary.
Yeah.
And then you can take it from there what you want to say.
But how do you say Bodark?
It's at Bodark Elementary in Missouri.
How do you say spell that? B-O-D-A-R-K?
So it's spelled B-O-I-S, and then a capital D apostrophe A-R-C.
Oh.
And then elementary.
Okay, hold on. Let me call Jason on my cell phone. Hold on.
Is he driving, Bones?
I don't know. I asked him if I call him. Hold on.
Get there. Hello?
Hey, Jason.
What's up?
Hey, so we got Reese, who's on the phone. I know you're listening to this, but you're down to cut a really cool video for Reese, right?
Yeah, absolutely, man. I was taking my daughter to school this morning, and been hearing you guys talk, so just thought I'd text you and say, yeah, I'm definitely in for a video. Hopefully she has better luck than I did at my first talent contest. They wouldn't even let me be in it, so... I was lip singing to Bon Jovi, Dead or Alive, and let me be a part of it. So yeah, I will definitely send you a video, Reese, and just to kind of set you up. I love that you love 1994 too. That's a fun song.
All right, Jason, appreciate that. Thank you for the call, and Reese is very grateful. And we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, Bobby.
All right, see you, buddy.
Is he gonna do pyro in the video?
That would be cool.
I mean, because he does have a lot of pyro.
The lighter.
He goes and sets up his whole stage for the intro. Okay, Reese, here's what we got.
Okay.
He introduces himself, and he says, hey, I'm Jason Aldean, and hello to Boys Dark Elementary.
Bodark.
Bodark.
It's pronounced Bodark, but it's spelled Boys Dark.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then let's not spell it. Let's just write it, because I would go Boys Dark. We'll spell it Bodark. And then
All right. He's
going to say, this is my friend Reese, and she's going to perform 1994, and... anything else?
Because
you can't just say take it from there, because you never know what's going to happen.
You never know. Well, sounds good to me.
Okay. We'll make it happen. So, Reese, I'm going to put...
I did a dance to Rearview Town with a friend last year.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah.
Maybe he acknowledges that. I'm not sure. But I'm going to get it. I'm going to put you on hold and get your number, and then we're going to make sure to get this to you, okay?
Okay.
And say thank you to Jason, because he's listening right now.
Thank you.
Okay. No.
Thank you, Jason Aldean, and thank you, Bobby Bones.
You got
Pretty
it.
Cool.
All right, Reese, do not hang up. I'm putting you on hold.
Okay. I will not hang up.
Okay. Ray, if you don't mind putting Reese on hold.
I mean, that's amazing. This is amazing.
That was incredible.
That's why you shoot your shot.
You shoot your shot. I mean, Jason Aldean's listening.
Luckily, Jason was listening. Luckily, he's always cooling down to do something for the fans. And then, I don't even know what else. Luckily, dude. Amy's not here. Who knows what we're talking about? Luckily,
amazing.
It's us dudes doing stupid stuff today.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Abilene Navarro was on her way to the gym in North Carolina when she pulled into a gas station and was like, let me grab a drink and I'll grab a $5 scratch-off lottery ticket. She won $250,000.
Wow.
And she said, my dad's been working construction his whole life. His dream has been to open a tire shop, so I'm giving him all the money so he can open the shop.
I'm surprised you'd share that story.
Well, I wasn't happy about this one.
Oh, they gave it to you?
They gave it to me. They said, hey, this one's a good one for you. And I'm like, yeah, let me tell you, it just makes me so happy when someone else wins the lottery.
That's great, though. She's played the lottery. You say if you play, you have a chance to win. She did. She didn't take anything from you. So why not be happy for her?
What if I was in North Carolina and I was going to get that ticket?
You weren't. Not at all. Hey, great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I want to go over and talk to Katie, who lives in Macon, Georgia, who is on the phone. Katie, what's happening? Good morning.
Good morning, Bobby Bones.
Thanks for calling. What can I do for you?
I was just riding through Macon, Georgia, and while I heard y'all's bit about Reese and Jason Aldean, while I passed by Windsor, where Jason Aldean went to school and his new album out, Macon, Georgia, we live here. I'm from Macon. I live in the same neighborhood where one of his high school, I guess, sweethearts lived. We are super proud of him and the fact that he is reaching out and helping people and is still humble. I just want him to know how extremely proud we are that he is from here.
Well, I think you heard what kind of guy he was when he just called and was like, yeah, I'll do it. I mean, and here's the thing about country music, which is cool. And Jason and, you know, there are a bunch of these guys, and by guys, women and dudes, that they were raised right. they still act right most of the time.
Yeah.
So the fact that Jason was listening and calling today, I'll help Reese, who lives in Missouri, is awesome. And so glad it could all happen organically. And when he texted, he's like, hey, I'm listening to that segment you guys did about the girl who wants me to send a video. And I'm like, no, we're on the air right now.
It's happening.
I was like, can
right?
I call you? I'm texting him as I'm talking to Reese. I'm like, can I call you from my phone right now? He's like, yeah, I'm in the truck. So yeah, I appreciate that, Katie. And I'm glad you shared that. Thank you very much.
Thank you all very much for all that y'all do. I love you all. Bobby, you're the best.
Thank you, Katie. Have a great day.
Lunchbox, calm down.
Nice.
Oh, she takes a shot on her way out.
Good advice. That's how you do it.
She's like, I love you guys. I love it.
You don't get attacked when you attack and you leave. Yeah. All right, Katie, bye. Okay, let's go over and do the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
A guy thought he saw a guy stealing from a grocery store, so he shot him.
Oh, no.
A 70-year-old man in Washington thought he saw a guy stealing from a grocery store this past weekend. He confronted him. They got in a fight, and he shot at him. The victim is fine. And no, he didn't even steal from the store.
Oh, my gosh.
The 70-year-old was arrested. Here are Court Commissioner Craig Adams and Pierce County Prosecuting Attorney John Sheeran.
That could have been me, my wife, a child, or anyone else, just because of the assumptions that Mr. Lathrop may have made.
That's not going to fly. If you have to confront somebody or you want to confront somebody that you think is committing a crime, you can do that, but you can't be the one that escalates it to the point that deadly force becomes the option that you go to.
Yeah, it's tough. And I enjoy and appreciate the Second Amendment as I have guns. I just don't know if everybody needs a gun all the time, especially without like the check to make sure the old skull
is working properly.
Yeah. So that's tough. And that's what happens sometimes when somebody just has a gun. Okay, this is why you should never leave the customer copy of your receipt at a restaurant. Because I do it all the time.
You do?
So, yeah.
I always put it in my back pocket.
I don't
even know what you're about to say, but I don't risk
it. Okay. Most servers would never dream of adding a tip, but if you're leaving that, there's an opportunity for that to happen. So walking out without a receipt can also leave you unable to dispute a charge. There's also that blank line they can write in their little tip if they need to, a bigger one. So they say, take it with you. Sign it, the one, take the other one out.
Oh, I always just take it and put it in my drink. Like on the table.
You get that way. Wet.
But then they got to clean it out.
No, well, that's okay. But then it's wet, and because I've always thought about this. Like, they could just write whatever they want. So I just stick it in whatever glass is on the table.
We went last night, Caitlin and I went to the mall for a little bit, and we went over, and there's like a health food place that's pretty close. Healthy-ish food. Not expensive, like $13 for like a meal, like a whole thing. We're sitting there, and there's a guy sitting across from us. Good-looking dude, kind of ripped. Got a chain with a cross on it. And I'm like, that's Ryan Tannehill, who's the quarterback for the Tennessee Titans.
Really?
And he's sitting across from us, and I tell Caitlin, I say, hey, there's a quarterback for the Titans, and she's not amused because she's like,
who
cool.
cares?
Yeah, she's like, who cares? And I said, well, no, it's pretty cool. And so, but I felt bad for him because he's eating. He's got all the food in front of him, and like people will just come up and sit down beside him while he's eating. And I'm just like, guys, if you wait on him, I'm sure he'll like say hello and take a picture. But I felt bad because he was just trying to enjoy his meal, and people kept sitting down while he was eating. Mm. If you catch him before the food's there, great. He's famous. He knows the deal. If you catch him after the food's there, great. He's famous. He knows the deal. But if somebody's got food in front of them or they're with their kids, just leave them.
Was he saying anything or was he taking the picture?
He was very nice. Mm. A lady went and just sat right beside him.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
While he's eating.
It's terrible.
Did you snap a pic?
No, I didn't.
Like even a creeper pic?
No, I didn't take a picture.
Man.
So, but I didn't say anything. He doesn't know who I am.
Yeah.
But I was just like, oh, it's Ryan Tannehill. That's pretty cool.
Was he eating a big meal?
I didn't look at his food.
Man, big tip?
I didn't look at his receipt.
Oh, when he gets up, you got to go buy him.
Crazy, though, he put the receipt in the water.
That's what I knew.
He said, I did this with a box. And then walked out. Okay, let's go to egg freezing IVF clinics are now trying to cash in on dudes, and they will now freeze your sperm. Now, the difference is we can kind of, most men can produce sperm for a long time, much longer, unfairly, than most women can.
That's why people have, like, men have babies in their, like, 70s and stuff.
And can't, yeah.
Which is weird.
Private clinics where women can freeze their eggs have begun offering a similar service to men who just want to put their fatherhood on ice. Freezing eggs cost you about $10,000, but now men can freeze their sperm. Where this could work, and this is not in the story, and I'm going to play doctor or scientist for a second. If you knew you were about to go through some medical procedure.
Yeah.
And your wife's like, let me, or, you know, I don't know how, like, before you go through chemo, let's say you have cancer somewhere, And before you go through all the chemo, you could probably save that as well. Again, I'm just making this up in my head, but I would think it would be valuable for that kind of thing. That is from the Daily Mail. So there you go. Pizza delivery driver suing 16 of his friends after they won $1 million in the lottery syndicate and they didn't give him any cash. He says he's owed $70,000 despite not paying towards the winning ticket. So he's suing his buddies. They won $1 million. He says, okay, I need 70 grand. The group of 16 got the Max Million prize on the Lotto Max ticket. He says he should be the 17th winner. The defense lawyer says he did not pay, so we deny he is entitled to this. He says he never pays immediately. They've always done this, and it's always part of a pool. Someone buys them, and they all just chip in after. He only found out about it on social media, Daily Mail.
This is a case where like all 16 are going to have to come up and say, no, we all paid.
What's going to happen is, if I were the judge, I would say, I need to see the last times that you guys did this. If this is the standard where somebody buys them and everybody chips in at a different time later, then I'm going to make sure this guy gets his money. If not, he isn't.
Sorry, buddy.
But if the precedent has been set that you can pay after the numbers hit, regardless, that precedent is set. And if I'm the judge, I'm giving them that money.
I just worry that all their money that they won is being wasted in court. That's all I can see right now. Because they only won $70,000 each or whatever.
He's really sticking it to them, taking them to court.
Goodness.
They could settle and give them like 20 grand.
Yeah.
You know, break them off a little bit. The U.S. government now officially considers WNBA star Brittany Griner as wrongfully detained in Russia. So you may remember, they held her and they said that they found some stuff in her bag. Mm-hmm. And it was like vape cartridges.
Yeah, I think a vape pen. Like
and
a
so
cannabis.
They threw her in Russian jail.
Ugh.
And now they're going, U.S. is going, she is wrongfully detained and we want her back.
Mm.
So, and that is good. Maybe they can now negotiate for her. Officials did not specify the reason behind the classification. That is from CNN. And you hope she gets back safely. With this determination, the special presidential envoy for hostage affairs, they will lead a team for securing her release. She goes to Russia to play basketball every year.
Yeah, so I from the beginning thought there's no way she was dumb enough to have that because she knows how strict it is and that they just saw her as a pawn piece.
Randy Travis's birthday today, 63 years old. Randy Travis has 7 Grammys, 11 ACMs, 10 AMAs, 2 People Choice Awards, 7 Music City News Awards, 8 Dove Awards,
wow.
5 CMAs.
7 Grammys?
Yeah, some of those awards, I don't even know what they are. I mean,
the Dove Awards?
You know, the Blockbuster Music Awards, 13 of those. But yeah, Randy Travis, pretty one cool. of the greatest. His number one streaming song is, any guesses, guys?
Love Without End, amen.
Forever and ever, amen. Yeah, this is what you meant.
Oh my gosh, that was George Strait.
Yeah, got the wrong.
Got it wrong.
Yep. Number 2, Deeper Than the Holler. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river. All right. You may not know this about Randy Travis. His real name is Randy Trawick. He used his real name for a while, and then changed it to Randy Travis in honor of Merle Travis, one of his musical heroes.
Did not know that.
He got to start as a dishwasher and a cook. When he moved, he worked at a place called the Nashville Palace, cooking and dishes, and then he'd also get on stage a little bit.
That's still around, isn't it?
So, is it?
The Nashville Palace. I think it's over there by the Opry.
Yeah, it's a palace that I don't... That was not where Ryan Tannehill was. All right, so there you go. And then finally, I got 2 more things. They announced the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2022.
Okay.
And I know Dolly came back a few days ago, and she's like, you know what? If they want to, I'll now accept the nomination. And when that happened, I was like, she knows she's getting it. She has to say this now.
Interesting.
They had to tell her. She got it. She's in. Even after everybody got mad, all these people are like, no, man, she can't be a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They got all butt hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So Dolly's like, you know what? I'll bow out. Fine. So all of a sudden, she came back and was like, you know what? I'll accept it. It's because somebody's like, Dolly, you're in.
It's going to happen. Mm-hmm.
So, Dolly made it. Congratulations. I will not tell you all of them, but I can play some clips and see if you can name them later.
Let's go.
I'll give you one other one. Lionel Richie. Congratulations to my old buddy Lionel Richie.
Does Lunchbox know who that is?
Yes, dude. I saw him in concert. Never been more bored in my life.
Because he was opening for Tina.
Yes, but it was this guy, and he'd sit at the piano. One time he sat with his legs dangling off the stage.
Hello.
I was like, oh, my goodness.
Love Lionel. Dave Chappelle was attacked on stage at the Hollywood Bowl last night. While performing during the Netflix is a Joke Festival, Chappelle was wrapping up his set when an unnamed man jumped on stage and tackled him to the floor.
What?
Security soon appeared. Chappelle's fine. Here's how Dave recovered after the attack.
I thought that was part of the show. I don't know what the... Everybody compose yourselves. I wanted this to be a peaceful moment, and I'm sure now it is.
That's crazy.
What is happening?
That's crazy. Between the slap and, like, I have two shows coming up in June here in Nashville, and I'm like, hey, everybody, if you're looking for a reason to come to Nashville, come to these shows. That's scary that people are just hopping on stage.
Yeah.
I mean, I was doing a show in Massachusetts once, a stand-up show, and someone yelled, I'll shoot you. I didn't know who he was talking to. And everybody goes, ah, starts screaming, cops can't. I just sat down on the stage.
Mm.
I kind of sat behind a speaker.
Just in case.
Just in case. But it's crazy. And so I can't believe he got back up on stage. So Dave Chappelle, he's okay. That's the deal. All right. Those are the big stories. Close it up.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
I'll say this, too, if you guys want to come to my shows here in Nashville. They are comedy shows. Also, some motivational type stuff in there. We'll kick in the pants. Not a lot of tickets left. I mean, I guess a couple on the balcony for both nights. I almost don't want to send people here because there aren't many tickets left. Mm. But you can go to bobbybones.com if you want to grab the last tickets. There's a show Friday and Saturday night on June 17th and 18th. So if you're looking for a reason to come to Nashville, go to bobbybones.com. Get those tickets. There are some like partial view seats. And I'm better to see partially, if I'm being honest.
Just half of you?
I think you see like 85% of me. Okay. But let's be honest, 100's probably too much. But you can go to bobbybones.com or cmatheater.com, I think is the site there. Why lick the spoon when you can drink the whole cup? It's indulgent straight from the mixing bowl with Sonic brownie batter and yellow cake batter shakes. Hand-mixed and made with 100% real ice cream. Try one half price in the app for a limited time, only at Sonic. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats, and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knicks anniversary sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knicks' biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knicks leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knicks wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knicks favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knicks.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knicks anniversary sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knicks.com. That's KNIX.com.
When it comes to making cool graphics, I'm not very good at it. But every once in a while, if you see me do something, and I'm like, I made this, and you're like, I bet he hired someone. Nope. The truth is, I use Canva.
because you can take a dumb like me that doesn't know a lot about graphic design. And because of the templates already built in, you can do things that look super cool. You can do like Mike D, who does know a bit about it, and it looks even cooler. Like, what do you use yours for?
You can do it to make a pitch deck, and it looks like it took like a million hours to make, then like 5 minutes.
And that's because a lot of the templates are already there. You can just build into it.
Yeah, it's so quick.
So supercharge your work docs with MagicWrite, which is Canva's AI text generator as well. Just start with a prompt. Describe what you want to say in a few words. MagicWrite will generate a draft in seconds. Tweak your draft, and then you're done. And tweaking it means just go ahead and read it and make sure it's like in your words. Or in my case, make sure you misspell something, right?
Yeah.
So tweak it. It's a serious time saver. It's a perfect way to beat the blank page. MagicWrite is powered by OpenAI. It's built into the Canva doc, so you get AI text generation right where you need it, where you write. No more copying and pasting from other programs. And again, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Canva will make you look like the smartest, greatest graphic designer of all time. So it's a perfect time saver. It's perfect if you're doing a presentation. Canva presentations might be the most visually impressive presentations you'll ever use. Start with using a stunning template. Use it as a springboard for your design. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
So a female guard helped a murder suspect escape jail. Now, they also had a thing going, right? It just wasn't somebody from the jail.
Right. They after investigation, they found out that they had a secret relationship going on. They met when he came to prison. She's worked there for like 20 years almost.
She's 56. He's 38. And he's almost 6'10". Massive guy. And he's a murder suspect. And so they've revealed a romantic link. But so they're both armed. So what happened?
So she put in her retirement papers saying, I'm out. And the next day, she's at the, and he's supposed to go to court. She tells the guy, hey, I have to take him to court. And so she has him all shackled. But there's supposed to be at least two other people with her at that time. She's like, since they already went to court, don't worry, I'll handle it. And the person, you know.
They let her just take him.
Well,
back.
Because she's the boss. So the person below her thinks, okay. And so she shackled him up, took him out to the patrol car, and they drove to a shopping center. And that's where she had ditched a car she bought the night before, left it there. They got in that car, and they drove away. And they have not been seen or heard from. And here's the crazy part. A month ago, she sold her house under market value for $95,000. So they think she has $95,000 in cash to live off of. And they disappeared. And after interviewing other inmates, they said, yes, he would get extra food. He would get extra privileges that no one else got. And it was all because of her. And so they were in a relationship and boom, they're out of here and they have no idea where they are.
Well, they also have big weapons with them.
They have
an AR-15, a shotgun. So they're armed. They're obviously dangerous because he's a murder suspect, a murder.
He was serving 75 years for other crimes, charged. But then he was charged with murder, so he's about to face trial for that.
That's why they're using suspect as the term.
Yes.
Okay. Do they think they try to drive to another country, or are they hiding in a very rural place?
Had to be hiding in a rural place, because I don't think they would have enough time to get to another country, because they noticed within a couple hours that because they drove straight to this parking lot at a mile and a half from the jail, got in this car, and left. But here's my, what if, this is crazy, right? What if he did that? He brainwashes her, you know, oh, I love you, I love you, I love you.
And killed her.
Killed her. Because she shows up with $95,000.
I think he probably likes a buddy. I don't think you go through this. And honor amongst thieves, too, so not just lovers. But they did this together. They're both in trouble. They're going to have each other's back.
I mean, they said she was a model employee, didn't have one blemish on her little record, no complaints, nothing over her almost 20-year career.
That's love, man.
I feel like
she thought she loved him.
I feel like every prisoner in there, you know, is some kind of manipulator when they befriend these guards. I never feel like, oh, they're going to fall in love with a guard just because they really love him. I feel like there's always that hidden motive, like, I'm going to use him to get me out of here.
Probably life circumstances are a big part of why she fell for this guy. She's 20 years older.
Yeah, I believe she just lost her husband to Parkinson's. But they said this relationship started all the way back in 2020. So it's been
all
going
the way back.
On.
It's 2 years. You act like back in the 70s.
It's 2 years ago.
She just lost her husband in like February or January.
But
so
he could have been sick for a while.
That's true.
Could have been sick for a while.
But yeah, they interviewed her mom. And like, no way my daughter would, you know, be involved with a criminal. I've never heard that name in my life. But her daughter kept it secret. I mean, sold her house for under market and took the cash.
So she could be with the man she loves. And get that man that she loves out of prison so they could live a free life.
Wow.
For what? 2 weeks?
Also, you can't hide if you're 6'9".
No.
They have to have help, right?
I don't know how many people could keep that a secret. I don't know how many people would also be involved knowing that they could also get in trouble. You know, that's one of those where it's got to be like your mom or somebody that you trust fully to not tell on you and to take the risk of also going to jail. I don't know many people that would...
Yeah,
like cover for these two.
When I watch those shows, it's always their mom or like their dad. And then they do a good job.
And she's 56, so you're talking about that's going to be like near 80?
Yeah.
Yeah, she has adult children.
People still go to Mexico?
No, because they got tighter security. I think you have to be, they got cameras. They'll be able to find you real quick at the border.
They can't still get through over to Mexico?
I mean, they can get over, but it's really easy to track them now because of the cameras and technology.
But once you get into Mexico.
Yeah, you're safe.
Right? I don't know. Like a 6'9".
Running free?
A 6'9", 6'10", white guy walking around in Mexico going to stick out like a sore thumb.
That's true. Good point.
Yeah, I didn't know he's white.
Yeah, I mean.
I just knew he was 6'9 or 6'10". I didn't.
Wow.
Yeah. Mike, what do you think? You've been to Mexico a bunch. Families from Mexico. Do you think you could get to Mexico? Do you think you could get to Mexico and escape?
Yeah, I think once you can get in there, you could find a way to totally disappear.
I mean, there are some Mexicans that look white. I mean, it's just there's a lot of Spaniard Mexicans. Yeah, you can blend in.
Are there 6'10 ones though?
I mean, I don't know. I'm
assuming. Are there 6'10 white people here? Really? No. I mean, rarely. When you see one, you're like, holy crap.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there they are. I'm looking at a picture of him. He looks like Jon Hamm a little bit.
Oh, the actor
from Mad Men.
Yeah.
So I guess if I saw the guy from Mad Men walking around Mexico,
that would be weird.
Yeah. So that's that story. That's pretty wild. They haven't found him yet.
I mean, that is crazy.
Right?
As of now, they have not found them.
As 9:28 Eastern, 8:28 Central, they still haven't found them.
Yeah, and she bought that car right before the escape, and so they already ditched that car and probably have a different car that they're in.
I'd be a terrible criminal.
Why?
That's all I'd focus on. I'd be worried. I'd be stressed out of my mind.
But
you're
smart.
Would never be able to sleep. I'd be like, okay, I'd look over my shoulder the whole time, all the time. Never. I'd be like, did they make a deal?
You don't trust anyone.
I don't trust anybody. I already don't trust anybody. Right. And now that, I'd be a terrible criminal. Here's another one. So Lunchbox went over to the crater of Diamond State Park and looked for hours to find a diamond.
Oh, no.
And this Adam Harden had been going for more than a decade. He found a 2.38 carat diamond, the largest one found at the park this year. KTVU Fox 2 has the story. It's a big one. He's like, wow, that's a big diamond. But it looks, because it's a brown diamond, it looks like a shiny rock. I don't even know how to explain
it. So you wouldn't even think it was a diamond if you found it?
In that scenario, because it was so shiny, I would have thought maybe it was something. But it just doesn't look like a diamond.
Mm.
But it's about the size of a pinto bean, right? So think about that. That's a pretty big diamond.
Yeah.
So he's going to go and sell it, which he's named Frankenstone.
Oh, my goodness.
And so Lunchbox did not find anything at all, and he was very upset about that.
I mean, I spent hours, and it was hot, and they didn't even have water out there for you. They didn't have any shade. They had nothing.
It's literally just a big field, though, and have at it.
Yeah, it's a big field of dirt.
It's not catered. You don't go with a bucket and
they didn't
a butler.
Give you refreshments or anything.
You don't get orange slices and Capri Suns.
You're right. They didn't have anything. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe that's so.
You want to go back?
No.
Do it. Do it.
No. No.
What if we could guarantee you'd find something?
Well, yeah, I found something. I found a bunch of rocks.
Yeah, that's what you'd find again.
Yeah, and then you'd stick me in that nasty hotel again, scuba.
Let me go over and talk to Wayne in Mobile, Alabama. We were talking earlier about why you should keep your receipt when you go eat out. There's the one you sign, you put the tip on, you leave it, but take the other one and never leave it because sometimes the wait staff can manipulate that tip line and make a bigger tip for them. Wayne, this happened to you?
No, it didn't happen to me, but good morning, Bobby.
Good morning. What happened then?
Yeah, so there was a Waffle House waitress just north of Mobile, Alabama, in a little town called Satsuma, and anytime anybody would pay with a credit card, she would add to the tip. You could pay, like, you know, $8 on a tip, and she would add a 1 and a 0 in front of it.
Oh.
And then she could add a 1 and a 0 to the bottom line. And she was doing this. And most people don't check their credit card receipt, you know, and they So she was doing that on credit cards. And it just so happened that one lady had, you know, bought just a meal to go. And the lady added one and a zero to her tip, which was $8. And so when she got her credit card statement and saw it, she decided to call them to dispute it because she thought it was just a mistake. And when they started looking into it, they realized that this waitress had been doing it for a while. And there was thousands of people who had gotten, you know, scammed that way.
You know, the thing is, if I could go back in time and tell this waitress, first thing I tell her is don't do that. The second thing I tell her is don't do 108, do 28.
Mm.
You're not, the odds of you getting caught are far less.
Yeah, smaller number.
The less greedy you are. But first thing I'd say in the time machine, though, is don't do it.
First things first.
But the second thing would be, lady, don't do 108. Do 18, do 28. That'll go longer. That's second. But the first thing is,
don't do it.
Yes, thank you. Hey, appreciate that call, Wayne. Appreciate you listening, buddy.
Hey, not a problem, man. Y'all have a wonderful day.
Yeah, you too, man. All right, we'll be back in a second. I want to play some clips from people inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and see if you can name them. Don't look on your computers.
No, I never look.
Okay, back in a second. Okay, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was announced. Here's Judas Priest, by the way. Here's a clip of they made it.
Come alive in a neon light. Midnight.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
And then Dolly Parton, which we mentioned earlier, made it. So congrats to Dolly. Yeah.
That's not part of the game.
No. Lionel Richie made it as well. Congrats to Lionel Richie, who I loved as a human, the nicest guy to me ever. Gave me a little pep talk once.
Yeah. Well, can I hear it?
Pull me aside. Well, I'll give you a little version of it.
Yeah.
Ryan Seacrest was sick, and I was the full-time mentor on that show. So I was there every episode working with the kids. And so Ryan goes down. He's never missed an episode. Like 8 minutes till it's time to take the show live. They're like, hey, Bobby, we need you to host. And I'm like, all right, baby, time to shine. But also I'm like, dang, I don't know where to walk. I don't know the stage direction. We're about to be. And so Lionel's like, Bobby, come here. I say, yes, 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 Lionel goes, the year 1971. The Commodores. Dick Clark. They said, you guys got to go on in an hour. We weren't prepared. But you know what? We did it because we were the Commodores. And you're going to do it because you're Bobby Bones. Now what you do is you turn around and you go and you host the show. And then he spun and he disappeared.
What?
Yeah, he's gone.
He did a spin.
He's out of there. It was just all that except the spin is true. And it's amazing. It's an amazing story. Love him. Okay, can you name him? Lunchbox, I'm going to give you this one. Can you name this person just inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
We are young. Heartache to heartache, we stand.
I'll go a female. Not Tiffany. We'll go with Joan Jett.
That's a pretty good guess.
Yeah.
The song is Love is a Battlefield. It's not Joan Jett. Solid, though. Same ballpark. Eddie?
Blondie?
Pat Benatar.
Ooh.
Oh, I know that girl. I heard her name.
I'm going to Lunchbox take first stab at all these, Eddie.
Yeah.
Because you'll probably get a few of them.
Love it.
Here is the second one, Lunchbox.
I'm lost in a cloud, and I'm hungry like a wolf.
Yeah.
What?
That's Steppenwolf.
You think Steppenwolf sings Hungry Like the Wolf?
Yeah.
That would make sense.
No.
It's in their name. Why not?
There's a similar word. No. Oh. In two different eras, Steppenwolf is more 70s. This is more 80s.
Oh, that's 80s?
Yeah. Eddie, do you
know? That's Duran Duran.
That's correct. Congratulations. They're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Lunchbox, if you miss this one, you lose a pinky. Go.
Wow. Eminem got in, huh? That's cool.
That's awesome, huh?
That's really cool.
I agree. That's awesome.
You have
awesome.
To use his formal name, though.
And you know what? No, I don't think so. It says Eminem.
Just kidding.
Oh. And you know what? If Eminem gets in, Dolly Parton should get in.
Yeah.
So, like, do they actually have an induction where, like, you go and give speeches, like, mm-hmm. the NFL?
And then, yes. And so someone introduces you, and you pick them to introduce you, and then really cool musical acts tribute you and play, like, your songs and stuff.
Wow. That's kind of cool.
It'd be cool. Okay. Next up.
Sweet dreams are made of. Disagree.
Travel the world in the seven seas.
He knows it.
Yep. Everybody.
Let's go, buddy. What you got, buddy?
Come on, Lunchbox.
Oh, man. That's a tough one. That's Milli Vanilli.
Wow. So wrong.
I don't think they're getting in. The Eurythmics.
Correct. Yeah. What? Sweet Dreams. Sweet Dreams are made of this.
No, Marilyn I sang
Manson
it.
Did it later. Okay, if you get this
now
one.
What are they called? The Rhythmics?
Eurythmics.
Eurythmics.
Yeah,
that's a terrible name.
Okay, Lunchbox.
Rock and Roll Hall
okay.
of Fame.
Okay, Lunchbox.
With a terrible name.
All right, next up.
You're so vain. You probably think this song is about you. You're so vain.
You're so vain. You think this song is about you.
What you got?
Oh, that is definitely a chick singing to a dude like, hey, I'm over you. Don't think this is about you. So that has to be Debbie Gibson.
Incorrect. Eddie?
Yeesh, I don't Olivia Newton-John.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I don't know who this is.
Carly Simon.
Carly Simon.
Oh, man.
All right, I'll give you one more.
All right, I'm probably going to get this one.
Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
And Beetlejuice is not the answer.
De la Goman, de la go.
8 foot bunch.
What in the world? This
you won't get it.
6 foot,
Bob Melvin.
Oh.
Where did, huh?
Ring the bell.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. Just thought of, like, it sounds like a Bob.
Oh, okay. Eddie?
Harry Belafonte.
Nice. Wow.
What?
Let's go.
Good for you.
Yeah. Okay, go. I got a question.
Yeah.
Like, do they just run out of people, and so every year they just put people in?
No, because you can only be nominated, and I don't, but I make sure I'm right here. Fact check me. I think it's 20 or 25 years after the first release. Something like that. So new people are available every year.
Right, right. But they just say some of these people like Pat Benatar. He had one song. Right?
Harry. Pat Benatar and Harry Belafonte.
Okay, Harry Belafonte.
He had lots of songs.
He had lots of songs. What is it, Mike?
25 years.
25 years after what?
First record.
Their first record. Okay. So, no, I mean, those are all massive people.
Really?
Just because you don't know
them. Arrhythmics, they had a lot of
Arrhythmics. And they have a lot of songs.
My
and
then, gosh, Annie Lennox.
And solo
who?
Careers.
Annie Lennox?
Yeah.
No, but solo career doesn't count.
I know, but I'm saying they were so big that they were able to have big solo careers, too.
Okay, well, I guess
just say congratulations. And we'll move
yeah,
on.
Man, yeah, man, let them have their moment.
Congrats, guys.
Okay, there you go. It's a sincere congrats. For inspiration to reach your goals, join Ben Nempton to get on track to make the seemingly impossible possible. Register for the May 5th event at expresspros.com/express talks. Attend for a chance to win a career coaching session with me.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Rockledge, Florida. A 61-year-old man went into a convenience store, was getting a few things. He's like, oh no, I gotta go to the bathroom. He goes to the bathroom. Someone's in it. It's locked. So he goes to the beer cooler, opens it up, unzips his pants, and...
Oh.
He's in the beer?
Yep.
He had
the beer.
To go.
Why not just on the ground?
Not the beer, like where they keep the beer, right?
Yeah, yeah. He walked in. It was like a walk-in.
No, I know, but isn't there still a ground?
Like, just you mean, yeah.
The floor?
Why are you asking? Like, he didn't pee in the bathroom where he's supposed to.
No, I get
but
that.
But he's saying, why didn't he just pee on the floor instead of opening the cooler and peeing?
You ever been in those bathrooms where, like, the urinal has ice in them?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what he thought. Like, oh, it's nice. It's got ice in him.
Is he drunk at the beer place?
It does not say if he was drunk, but he was charged with criminal mischief.
If he had to pee that bad and he's in a beer place, odds are he's probably drinking some.
Yeah, probably.
Will they let you get plastered at, like, a beer garden or, like, a wine distiller?
I mean, I guess they're not supposed to because it's the same thing as a restaurant, right? You're not supposed to overserve, but you can do it.
Which is crazy because even at a bar, if you're really drunk, they kick you out. But aren't you there to get really drunk?
What's it called where they make beer?
A brewery.
Can you go to a brewery and just go ape crap?
I don't think so.
I mean, you can. Absolutely you can.
They have limits?
Well, because you can sit outside and go in, get a beer, order it at the bar, have your friend go get, oh, I need two beers, okay. So, yeah, you can absolutely get plastered.
You ever been plastered at a brewery?
Yeah.
How'd that work out? You pee in a beer cooler?
No, pee in the beer cooler, but, I mean, went from friend's birthday.
He sounds drunk right now. All right, there we go. Thank you, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Here's Lucas, 9 years old, from Virginia, who left us a voicemail last night.
Can you please tell us when your new show is coming out? And we love your show. Thank you.
Okay, I'm assuming he's talking about the TV show,
yeah,
that he loves this show. Thank you for asking. did some voiceover yesterday in studio for it, and I think it drives Eddie crazy because I say the same line like 40 times.
Yeah, you really do.
Because I'm doing stuff that, you know, they're adding scenes with like, you know, digital stuff and breakaways, and I have to do a voiceover, and I'm like, the man walked in the woods. The man walked in the woods.
The man walked in the woods.
The man walked in the woods. And so I'm doing like 40 versions of this.
It's pretty funny.
From what I know, because we're still working on it, early fall, late summer. And also what I know is that it was only going to be on a major streaming platform. Now they're also, it's going to be on the major streaming platform. They're also going to put it on a channel.
Wow.
A cable channel.
That's
as
cool.
Well, that's all I can say for now. I'm hosting the show, so I'm not the main person of the show, but I'm hosting the show, and we will leave it there. That's all I can say, or I will get fired.
No time frame?
I will get fired.
Like this year, next year?
I just said in the fall,
are fine.
So now you will be fined.
Yes!
That's a second
yes,
offense.
Yes, your second violation.
Yep.
Boom! Wow.
What's the second
boom.
Violation? Wow.
I think that's face tat.
How do you guys know it's my second violation?
What is it? Public place and bark like a dog. We'll do that next week.
My gosh.
I literally said it 20 seconds ago.
Next fall?
Late summer, early fall.
Okay.
Then Eddie's like, so which?
Was it? No time frame?
Guys, it's an illness I have.
Well, maybe. Eddie, bark like a dog. Eddie, bark like a dog.
That's it.
All right, next week, Eddie will pay that punishment.
Oh, nice.
Oof. All right. Here is Christy from Arkansas, number three, Ray.
I do not think Lunchbox deserve employee of the month this month, any month, last month, never. The way he acts, he's greedy, he's stingy. He calls people out when he shouldn't, when he's the one that should be canceled.
Oh, okay. Well, Lunchbox, any comments to that?
Haters hate. I mean, they just met him great. And I don't know, I never canceled anybody. I've never canceled anybody. I shouldn't be canceled, but employee of the month over here can't hear you.
Did you make that up or have you heard it? Haters hate, I'm being great.
I made that up. It just rhymes.
Yeah, call like me
it.
At 8.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, let's go on a date.
Yeah.
All right. We're out of here. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow. Is Amy on tomorrow? She's on with us via technology, right? We're going to check in with her for the first time.
Technology?
She's going to be in a studio in California.
Fancy.
Or a cell phone. One of the two. It just sounds cooler when you do that. Yeah. And I hold my ear when I talk to her. I'm like, all right, Amy. All right, that's it. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.